Good evening, everyone. This is Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse, exposing medical crime one misdiagnosis at a time. I'm here today with Dr. Kenneth Stoller, medical doctor from Santa Rosa, California, the hyperbaric oxygen therapy doctor and author of Incurable Me. So today we're going to be talking about the 5G Wi-Fi takeover, cell towers popping up everywhere. So doc, I just wanted to give you a report. There's a mom in my area that was looking for a daycare, and she said she was going to, you know, put her kid in the daycare right down the road. And I said, the daycare right by the cell tower? And she goes, wait, what? And she said, I just wanted to thank you for telling me about that, because she was going to put her kid there all day. And I realized that these towers are popping up in residential zones. They're right behind high schools, right behind houses. And we've kind of been surrounded by the kill grid.
Yeah, I mean, the EMF from these towers definitely has its effect. Some people are more hardened to it than others, but the 5G that's coming bothers me because there's been no environmental impact on it. And I just don't understand why, other than money, the usual reasons, they're ramming it down everyone's throat.
Well, I remember when these guys came through my backyard and they were laying cable, and I pretty much turned a blind eye because I think I knew what it was, but I wasn't positive. I'm in Tampa Bay, Florida, and people were saying, well, don't you already have 5G? Honestly, I really don't know. But what I do know is there's these towers that are three tiers. There's racks of, you know, these white cell phone things. But when I go down to the beach in St. Petersburg, Treasure Island, on top of the condos, they're mounting these things on top of the building. So like, even if I wanted to move, I have to think strategically because I want to just run off into the country and get out of the city. So I'm just trying to bring awareness to this issue. And, you know, it's just like, what do we do? Like with the zoning thing, if we have residential zones and we have people that are working, even in like, what do you call it? Where they rent out commercial, like a workspace to people. I mean, there's still towers there. There's people that are working there all day.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, I guess, you know, every community has to, you have to check local laws and find out if using these signals are in compliance with local laws. I mean, I know what the default answer is. CC approves it, it's okay with us. You know, what are we supposed to do? You know, I guess then you have to complain to on the federal level that these things shouldn't be installed without adequate safety testing. But, you know, safety has never been an issue with these regulatory agencies. They don't care about safety. They've been captured by corporations. It's all about money.
Yeah, and I think that most cities, if you know, if people start looking around and paying attention when you drive to the grocery store, most cities have been surrounded. And the other thing, I've been to California out in San Diego, and they like to put these green things up that look like palm trees or like fake, and they try to hide them. And they're so nefarious looking. But I mean, what do you know about this? Like, I've heard that these are old war weapons. This is nothing new. Like millimeter wave and these electromagnetic, I guess they call them energy weapons and things. This stuff has been around for a long time, this technology.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been, you know, supposedly effective for crowd control and behavioral modification, and that's concerning. Never mind cancer or, you know, leukemia or anything like that. That's just... it goes back to what we talked about in a previous video, that we're just too easy to experiment on and we let them get away with it.
Yeah, so we have so many battles going on right now. You know, we have the vaccine battle, we have chemtrails going on, that so many people are not even awake to that. And you can go on YouTube and look up David Keith. He is what they call a scientist that's telling you how he's going to spray aerosolized particles of aluminum and metal, and they don't know what the effects are. And he just happens to be in my hometown of Tampa Bay. So, you know, like, we have all these wars going on, but I think this has become a real priority issue for me.
Well, I think they do know what these things do. Aluminum is toxic to all life forms on this planet. And these chemtrails change the acidity level in the soil. And they're full of poisons, and the most sensitive plants and trees will die, and the most sensitive insects and animals will die. And they don't care.
Yeah, we're definitely in a war. So I just, you know, I wanted to just take everyone's attention off the war in Iran, off of the impeachment, because we have to know what's going on in our backyards. We're already in a war right now. And our towns have been taken over by cell phone towers. Your children's schools have these towers behind them. Your where your parents live, I mean, even mobile home communities where land is divided up with weird easements and the county owns places, like the county where they have our water tanks, they're starting to mount these things on there, like I mentioned before. So now we're talking about weaponized water and weaponized towers.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, putting this kind of energy in water, because water is very actually sensitive to energy fields. So destroying its vitality is kind of criminal. But you're talking about people who don't really understand what they're doing. I mean, it's like they have launched a rocket without the rocket being completely built. And they're still building the rocket while it's flying in the air, which makes no sense whatsoever. It's courting disaster. So just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do it. Yeah, you can build a nuclear power plant on a subduction zone, but is that a good idea to do? I mean, that's what they did in Fukushima, building a nuclear reactor on a known subduction zone fault. Yeah,
so you can it goes back to the zoning thing too. We have your residential zones. So if I wanted to just get a bunch of chickens and I have a deed restriction or whatever, you know, we have law and order in our communities and our counties, and we really need to unite and say, you know, what are we going to do about this issue of zoning? So if these towers are popping up, you know, whose land is it sitting on? Is it the counties? And then like the chain of command, we're going to write our congressmen, but there's so many battles. And like you said, I think we really need to look at a federal level. I mean, this is something that's rolling out very rapidly.
And I don't understand why. Why is it being rolled out so rapidly without any kind of environmental impact? Why?
I think they're trying to cook us slowly, to tell you the truth. There's no other explanation, because my internet has always worked fine before all of this. And, you know, it's really insanity. And then the whole daycare thing. So if a criminal wants to sell drugs on, you know, property that's near schools or churches or whatever, I mean, that whole thing, you know, that's okay. But then putting up a giant microwave to cook, you know, your kids while they're, and then adolescents and younger people are more vulnerable because of, you know, their baby's blood-brain barrier is different, right? In kids. Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, the schools are, you know, these towers near the schools are the worst, because the kids are way more vulnerable to EMFs and radiation than old adults like me are.
I've heard people, like, there's PowerPoints that I've come across from, like, integrative oncology, and it talked about the blood-brain barrier permeability with the Wi-Fi, because it's vibration, and it has, like, a tapping sound, and I need to get that meter out and start really taking measurements, because they've even talked about the light towers, the light poles, the 5G, I guess they're light poles, the city that puts out, what do you call it, street lamps, that they're weaponized now. So if they're putting off Wi-Fi or whatever, I mean, I didn't want to believe it when I saw the video, but this, I guess, whoever this guy is, he's like a weapons expert, and he used to make them, and he's exposing all of this now. Forget his name. I'll have to post it in the bottom. Have you seen him?
No.
Forget his name. So
what else did you want to talk about, Rachel?
Well, I'm just going to briefly bring this up, and we can crack into this whole thing another time, but the HHS.gov, they have been vaccinating, it's IRV EBO. So this is the Ebola vaccine that has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the prevention of Ebola virus. Now, they're saying that healthcare workers, burial providers, and first responders have been voluntarily vaccinated. So the very people that will shed and spread virus on you have already been vaccinated in the United States. So I just want to bring that up and make people aware. And I don't want people falling for the poison jab propaganda.
Assuming the vaccine works, the only people who should be getting vaccinated are people who are going to be directly in direct contact with Ebola cases. Because this illness does not spread like the measles. It does not spread like wildfire. You have to have direct contact with the bodily fluids. So those are the nurses and doctors and healthcare workers with direct contact with those people. They're the only ones who need the vaccine.
Well, then what about the whole, you know, Ebola or measles vaccine and then side effects being Ebola and measles? Because we have schools that have 100% success rate, some of them with the vaccines, and yet there's still outbreaks. So, you know, I don't trust vaccines. I don't. So.
Well, that has to do with, you know, the efficacy and whether you're vaccinating for the right virus, which is often not happening anymore. That's a tertiary vaccine failure where you're vaccinating for virus X when that virus Z is what's circulating in the community. And the answer to that is not vaccinating more with virus X or more often. I'm assuming, you know, giving the benefit of the doubt that the Ebola vaccine is relatively safe and effective. The only people who need it would be people who are going to have direct contact with Ebola cases.
Looks suspicious to me. But so while we're on the topic of vaccines, do you know, or have you been following what's going on in New Jersey at all with that whole thing about them removing religious exemptions altogether for vaccinations? I know
they were trying. I haven't heard the latest, though.
Okay. Well, just wanted to give everyone some information about that.
I heard the main legislator, Sweeney, who said the reason why people want religious exemptions is because they used to make vaccines with aborted human fetal cells, but they don't do that anymore. I know that's not a New Jersey accent, but it's the best I could come up with. So he's been misinformed. Most of the vaccines use aborted human fetal cell lines.
Right. The lungs in particular. I haven't followed it too closely, that those cell lines from the 1960s, like the WI-38 and the MRC-5, were coming to their extinction date. Perhaps they were coming with a new harvest of aborted fetuses from China. Anything on that? No. It was something I came across a while ago. I didn't really follow up too much into it. But the bottom line is, if they're still using aborted human fetal cells, that hasn't changed. And the whole abortion thing. So really, that's it today. I just wanted to go over that tower situation. I think we're all in the same boat.
I think people just need to gather together and work with each other and demand environmental justice. Environmental justice.
I like that. All right, Doc, thank you so much. So that is HBOTSR, Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy, SantaRosa.com, HBOTSR.com. Check out Dr. Stoller's book, Incurable Me, on Amazon. I'm Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse. You can reach me at theforensicnurse.org. Signing off. Let me stop recording.